For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Kelly Grant, Cindy Burgess Gerson,
Just Saying,
Kelly Barlow, and Christy Dougherty. We love you girls! Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie from the Bachelor in Paradise podcast, called Rose Pricks, and I'm here with my little bestie, handsome little partner in internet life, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side blog and the Banta Blinda. Hello, Bean.
Hi, Ronnie. What's up?
How you doing, baby?
You know, I think I'm going to put out a fresh warning for all the listeners that I'm soups loops, as in super loopy right now, because we've had a very long day leading up to this podcast. We've been doing a lot of work on our live shows, on our just our podcast in general, and basically, my brain is half goo at the moment, so I'll probably make a bunch of jokes that won't make sense. I'll probably start sentences that lead to nowhere. I'll just be saying nonsense words, and I just want everyone to be ready for that.
Hein, if even with a half goo brain, we're watching Shaws of Sunset. I mean, we're still more formed than most of these fuckers.
That's true. We have some exciting stuff off the top of the hour. See, I'm already talking like I'm on like CBS local news radio. Well, that's the top of the hour. Let's check, like, everyone. Let's go check traffic right now.
The eclipse.
That's why my brain is goo. Oh, the eclipse.
Yeah, and it turned out just to be MJ standing above us as we were laying out, telling us that she's going to have a baby. We're like, okay, MJ, could you move?
And in typical LA fashion, LA was way too cool for a proper total eclipse, and it was pretty much just sunny here. It's the first time that sunniness has ever been so shady. So anyway, here's what we have to update you with. The Craig Conover pillow. Craig from Southern Charm. He has actually officially made a pillow for Watch What Crappens. It is in the mail. It is coming to us. We're going to raffle it off at our live show on September 2nd. And also, speaking of live shows, we're getting some leads on some potential venues. One potentially in like the Minneapolis area. One in Las Vegas. The question is, do we have people in those areas that would show up? Because exactly. If we do... We're gonna go. So
yeah, the best way to tell us is just to go to our private Watch What Crappens live group on Facebook, which you can find on watchwhatcrappens.com.
Or watch the Facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. There's a group there called Watch What Crappens Live and loving it. And there's a poll there, and we'll put up a poll saying, "Would you, if you come, if we do a show in Minneapolis, if we do a show in Vegas, would you come?" Just say yes or no. You don't have to tell us, please come to Atlanta or whatever, because we're really only paying attention to what people are saying about Minneapolis and Las Vegas, because those are the two places where we have leads on venues. If you want us to come to your city, we just need to find a venue. Like if we find venues, then we'll pull your city too.
If you're a person with a great venue, just send us an email. Okay. Contact us. Okay. So today is the Shaws of Sunset.
Speaking of great venues.
Speaking of great venues, the Shaws of Sunset, Israel.
Yes, the venue of Jerusalem.
Here's the star of Tommy. The star Tommy.
Yeah.
It's just like a little gold star from school.
So the Shaws are in Israel. They're at Jerusalem. They're at the Western Wall. And Gigi still does not feel comfortable. She does not feel welcomed, and she's in full sort of like victim complex, you know, persecution complex situation. She's like, what? I'm not holy because I'm not Jewish? I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone was saying that.
It's like super dramatic music, like Vice is about to pop out and show a whole child trafficking ring under the wall. It's like, what is happening? It's like, dun, 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 dun.
That blonde reporter with like the big Estelle Getty glasses, he'd be like, so, Gigi, how does you feel? You realize you're like in Israel, though. It's like Middle East. How do you feel?
You understand that like Jews are different than Muslims, right? Yeah, that's my problem.
Did you ever get that cookbook called Jerusalem? You ever try to cook from it? Maybe you'd feel something.
Da 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 da. Gigi's biting her nails and da 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 da. Close up. She keeps showing all these close ups of what she's like terrified of. It's like an old man. Look, it's two children going to, you know, Hasidic school, laughing. And like, look, it's a baby coming down the mountain in a stroller.
A cloud in the sky.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, I guess I'm not Jewish. Yeah, I guess you're not. Okay.
I was confused because she was talking to Shervin. Did she say that someone came up to her and said jihad, or was she saying that someone was staring at her as if they were going to say jihad?
Yeah, she said that a dude passed her and said jihad because he saw her necklace or her tattoo or something.
Well, that's not nice.
I mean, yeah, but it's just funny because they start gathering around Gigi and they all have these stories. Mike's like, yeah, over there was this rabbi and he was fighting. And he's fighting with this guy. He's fighting with this dude. And he said to him, this wall is for Jews. It's not for goyim. And he says it like, bling.
And then Gigi's like, oh, so we're not allowed to pray there? I'm like, you realize that Asa is up there fully gyrating her BB against the wall. You can do it. She is carving out an imprint of her belly in the Western Wall. You are allowed to go up and pray. It's for everyone.
Yeah. Stupid Gigi. She's like looking around even more scared. She's like, goblins. They're like, no, goyim. Goyim. That's what they call that's what they call you. And she's like, yeah, well, I was just called jihad. And then she's like, you know, I always think of back in the day. Because back in Los Angeles, back in the day, Persian Jews did not like Persian Muslims. They always said they don't mix. I'm like, wow, what a great old-timey old story. Thanks for our maybe moment just in history, Gigi.
Maybe people just didn't want their children to mix with you. Just you specifically.
Yeah. They were like, no one from this preschool is allowed to go near Gigi because she keeps stabbing them with things.
So then MJ has a nice moment. She's crying because she's praying. She's praying for things she doesn't know. Like, she doesn't want to be selfish, but you know, she's obviously going through a hard time with her dad having a stroke. So she's crying, and it's like, it's actually a nice moment, but then it's like ruined by Asa.
Ruined. It's ruined by MJ. She's sitting there in her confessional. She's crying.
Oh, yes,
and she's
yes.
She's like, I'm afraid to ask the wall for something because, like, I know you can pray if it's, like, for someone with extreme need or, like, that a child that... I'm sorry. Like, you couldn't come up with, like, a child with cancer. Like, nothing.
Yeah. And then, like, she picks up
just get
a
to
mirror.
It. What are you afraid to pray for here, MJ?
And then she picks up, I think this is the moment, right, where she picks up like a zebra print mirror and starts readjusting her makeup.
Yeah.
Because God forbid, rather than being introspective, you must make sure your shitty makeup is at peak shittiness.
What do I look like when I'm crying about praying? Let's take a minute.
I feel like I'm FaceTiming with myself right now. So
when the prayer ends, it goes, they show everybody praying on different parts of the wall, and then it goes ding. It's like, what the fuck? It's like a bell and then like a snare. Weird. Okay, sorry.
Well,
Asa
starts talking about her experience at the wall, and she's like, my baby was like kicking against the wall, like saying hello. My baby was saying hello to the wall. I was like,
oh god,
no. And no, it was not.
Gigi's like, you guys got mad at me for wanting to kick the wall.
And then Destiny has, it gets real deep. She's like, there were like birds. I'm like, it was like a lot. There were like birds there.
It was so beautiful. Like, it like drowns you in the sense of like releasing. Like it feels so free, you guys. Like I can't explain it. Like, am I a Muslim girl in Israel? This is like Jewish land. You all live in Hollywood.
Yes. Yeah.
Why are you acting like this is so new?
Exactly. Just drive down Fairfax.
Yeah.
So now they like they head over into like a market area, and Reza now decides he's gonna pile in with all the deep thoughts. He's like, crosses and menorahs living in harmony.
Like this place is so old. Okay, it's like the first mall like ever. Okay, if Jesus needed something, he'd be like at this Claire's boutique. Okay, motherfuckers.
Yeah, we're shopping where Jesus shopped. Like, this is like the first ever KB stores. Like, this KB store is like a BCKB. Know what I'm saying?
It's like a Cinnabon, like, but it bleeds when you eat it. It's like, okay, Reza, okay.
Yeah, it's called Cinnahala.
Stupid. It's called he really liked to shop at the Jewish go-round.
Oh, look. There's a Sparrow's matzah. Smatza.
Jew now Cake Factory.
I'm Jewish. I'm being the ignorant one now.
No, let's go eat at the Jew Cake Factory.
Rugala Uno.
Jew Gallery.
Junana Republic.
Jews Remembered. That's where you can engrave a Jew so they don't forget that they're Jewish. So silly.
I know.
Okay. We're engraving Jewish people now. It's time to move on.
I know. I've never been so honored to be a Jew as finding all sorts of puns, mall puns for my people. So
just like a rail mall, when you find yourself in the things remembered, it's time to go.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, yes. Like you're trying to say, and I will not let you. They're going shopping, and of course Gigi's like, look, a sword. She's like whipping out this huge sword, and Asa's like, whoa, some of us have little peas in our pods, okay?
Yeah, Gigi, good luck taking that on the plane going back. Don't forget that you were detained without even wearing a knife.
And Reza's just trying to haggle over anything just so he could say he haggled in Israel. He's like, look, it's a backgammon game. Okay, I'll give you $5. So, like, that is $5 million. It is the first backgammon ever made. He's like, I'll take it for $7.
You know, your Reza is starting to veer into Homer Simpson territory a little bit.
I know, and Tamara is turning into Cartman from South Park.
So now Gigi, out of nowhere, she's having baby FOMO because if the other girls are allowed to talk about babies, she wants to also. So now all of a sudden Gigi wants babies with Shalom, which is hilarious because they've already broken up in real life. So she's talking to Reza about it because, you know, he's half Jewish, half Muslim, and she wants to know what he went through. And of course, that gives him an opportunity to talk about, like, growing up, it was really hard because I'm half Jewish and half Muslim and gay. So it was like so many things. And then my grandmother didn't even like me. I look at her in there and I'm like, I hate you right now, Grandma. I hate my grandma. It's like the worst thing I hate.
I'm like, all this from a Shalom tile.
Yeah.
Because they were selling all these tiles that say Shalom. And she's like,
it said Shalom, y'all.
And she's like, well, you know, I'm in the honeymoon phase with Shalom. And it's like, I see him everywhere, you know? I'm like, whoa, that's Shalom. No, it's not Shalom. Whoa, that's Shalom. That's literally Shalom. Guys, you look, is that Shalom or not? And they're like, it literally says Shalom. And then Reza's like, her brain is like this ball in the middle of a pinball machine. Like, you press sides, different buttons on the side of the machine, and it, like, hits the pinball, and then the pinball goes, and it, like, knocks off a wall, and then, like, sometimes it'll sit on another little button, and then it'll go, ding, ding, ding. And then it comes out. And then sometimes it goes up a ramp. And then it, like, comes down again. I'm like, okay.
You could just say her brain is like a pinball machine. Makes sense. We actually understand exactly how a pinball machine works. We don't actually understand the nuances or the various obstacles the ball could hit.
They have pinball machines outside Little Armenia, okay?
I like, though, that Gigi is like, Rez is an example of what I don't want.
He's so bitter and, like, you know, he's, like, so anti-Muslim. I'm not anti-Muslim. I'm just anti-Waltz, okay?
Don't you agree, boyfriend Shalom? Oh, damn, it was a street sign. Everywhere. It's like Michelle Branch. So then they go to the Holy Sepulchre. How do you say, is Holy Sepulchre? Is that how you say it? Sepulchre?
I don't know. I just wrote religious museum or some crap.
It's like a very holy space. And they go there and Asa's like, babe, it's funny because Jesus was here and Jesus was a baby and I have a baby. And so it's like, basically I've got Jesus and, you know.
It's I'm whatever. Like it's Mary, like, babe, you know? Like, did Mary call her baby a bastard baby? No, because it was like a miracle, okay?
So then they head back to the hotel. And we are now privileged to see Reza walking around in bikini briefs, which is nice.
It's a miracle. Oh, my God. It's just like the heavens opening. I have to just point this out because it's the first time in a very long, funny string of Mike. Mike is like, whoa, dude, look. I went to all these places, and, like, now I see, like, everyone has religions, you know? Like, my mind is blown. There's so many. There's, like, Christianity, like, Jewishness, like, you know, those guys who go door to door, they're really white. They all wear the same clothes. Scientists, you know, like, all those religions.
He's like, and you know what I've learned? We can all be tacky.
We can all sell things at the same mall that Jesus went to.
It doesn't matter what your religion, you can always have a terrible beard.
There's no religion that stands against eyebrow pencils, so... I'm in.
So, speaking of terrible decisions, Gigi has decided to get Shalom tattooed onto her side. God. So after all this stuff about how she's uncomfortable with Judaism and the Western Wall and all this stuff, and she's just started dating this Shalom dude in her who lives in her building,
God.
She's getting Shalom tattooed on her side. Listen, we remember what happened when Tamara tattooed Simon's name onto her finger, okay?
Yeah. He's like, oh my, what did happen? I forgot. Oh, yeah. Well, look,
they got divorced terribly.
And then she had to get it erased. You know, see, full circle. So, literally, Reza's like,
it was a circle.
Gigi is like afraid of a wall, but she wants to put like a welcome mat on herself for Jewish men. Like, Shalom. Like, and it's true. She needs to figure out what the exit sign is, you know? Like, she needs to get a tattoo that shows people how the fuck to get out of Gigi. Because that's the hardest part of a relationship in Gigi.
Well, no, she did. She did, because Shalom means goodbye, also. It means hello, goodbye, and peace. So it's actually a really multi-purpose tattoo.
Oh, okay, permanent. Yeah, then good. Way to make it permanent, girl.
Of all the boyfriend names she could have tattooed on to her, that one's probably the best, because she could always say, no, I'm really just saying peace. Like, I'm Muslim, but I have a Jewish word for peace on me. So she's got that. But meanwhile, so Gigi's getting tattooed, and Asa's staying in with her, and I think Destiny also. And meanwhile, the guys go out, because Rez is like, do I want to stay in the hotel and watch Gigi get a tattoo? Or do I want to go out and drink and get crunk? I was like, oh my God, Reza, please
I'm
don't
like
say
gonna
crunk.
Have like a day with the bros, white girl.
Bitch be like, I'm getting a tattoo, just like Jordan Sparks, but I'm gonna get crunk. Like a black person.
And Asa's like, you know, babe, like this tattoo, like what you're doing. Like, I think it's really beautiful, babe, because, like, even after he dumps you, it's, like, still a beautiful memory. And she's like, yeah, I love him so much. Like, I'm branding myself. Like, that's so Bravo.
Yeah.
It's like, let's share a brand.
I love that Gigi misinterprets what it means to brand yourself. So the guys and MJ go out to dinner. And I love that Shervin, for some reason, he got a Hebrew-only menu. And you could just see he was spiraling into another complex. Like, what's going on? Like, is it because I look Muslim? I look like a Palestinian? Like, why do I get the Hebrew-only thing? It's passive aggressive. Just wanted to, like, pet his beautiful beautiful hairy back. Let him know it's okay.
Comb it okay a little bit.
Yeah.
So then MJ comes in and she's like, hey, guys, like, this is nuts, but soon I'm going to have a baby. And he's like, girl, this like having a drink and then announcing a baby is getting old, bitch.
She's like, listen, all I have to do, I just have to have sex with Tommy while I'm ovulating, and then boom, pregnant.
And they're like, it's not that easy. Why don't we plan a wedding? No, I want to get pregnant first. And he's like, yeah, but you just called us a bastard manufacturer or whatever. And she's like, yeah, mm-hmm. but mine won't be a bastard. That's the point. I'm not getting married until I get pregnant. Idiot. And they said, well, what if you don't get pregnant? And she's like, well, then I'm not marrying him. I'm like, that's not very nice. And she goes, he, like, snores. And he eats hard candy at midnight. And he likes the Met.
She said, actually, that he smokes around the dogs. And so he smokes around the dogs as if that's the worst thing that they have to deal with. He eats hard candy at midnight, and he loves the Mets. She's like, and they always lose. Like, why?
Well, kind of, I don't know, take a step back and just think about that for a minute.
Hard candy at midnight.
They lose. He likes the Mets and they lose every time. And now he's dating MJ.
He's a glutton for punishment. That's what he is.
Yes, just be grateful is what I'm saying, you know? And she's like, it speaks about his character. I'm like, hard candy tells us way less about his character than dating you. You nutcase. So he's like, this isn't about a baby. Ding! I just realized. This is all about MJ. Whoa.
Even his, like, octopus brooch is rolling its eyes at this point.
It's like trying to swim away.
It's like, oh, how do I get off this lapel? I'm embarrassed.
All of the eight arms are reaching around its back, trying to see if it can reach the pin.
It's like, how wide is this lapel?
Oh, gosh. So the guys come in at 3 a.m. and there's a weave piece on a lamp, like a big, long, hairy weave. Which, you know, MJ does like making out with other girls when she's wasted. So I can see how that could happen.
Yeah.
They basically just all go jump on Gigi drunk, right?
Yeah. Well, and it should be noted that while they're all like they have this little lounge area, and the guys are all just sitting there exhausted from going out to the bar or the club, and MJ just flops in, and her boobs are just like, she's just like in a bra, and her boobs are just like bouncing right on out, like in each and every direction. They're like, Mares, you got to put those away. She's like, huh? Hard candy? Huh?
Yeah. So then they wake up Gigi and saying, and then Shalom calls on FaceTime, and then I just went to make some dinner because it's like,
yeah,
I don't
they're
care.
Showing, yeah, they're showing Shalom, and they're talking about like, isn't this crazy that she has a tattoo? And Reza goes, it's crazy, like, because Shalom's like, that's not real, and Reza goes, yes, it is. It has plastic wrap on it, player. Because we got crunk with the tattoos in Israel, player. Bitch be like, motherfucking getting tattoos and getting crunk afterwards. That's so Persian.
That is so crunction. Okay, so let's see. The next morning, Mike eggs MJ Nasty Shoes, 80s guitar music, what the fuck? That's because the music is like... Did you notice it?
I can't even follow.
Because it was like this 80s, not electric guitar. What do you call it? Acoustic guitar. It's like, bring, ding, 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 ding. What's going on with this show? It was like a nice after school special when everything's still okay, you know?
Yeah.
And then Shervin and Annalise.
Shervin and Annalise are FaceTiming, just talking. He's like, hey, Annalise. She's like, hello, how's it going? And then we see this random scene of Gigi walking through some sort of lobby, and there's a piano there. And she just stops and starts playing it, which was shocking because I didn't know that she could play the piano. And she's like, she gets, you know, halfway through her song, and she's like, oh, fuck it. And she just slams her hands down on the piano and walks away.
Yeah. It's like fucking Gigi's Beethoven secretly. Like, nobody knew this. F. Murray Abraham was about ready to ruin her life. He's, like, standing behind her like, you play.
She's like, I can't believe the emperor yawned during my performance.
Rock yourself, Amadeus, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, what is this piano made of wailing wall? So, anyway, so then they're gonna head out to the Dead Sea, and they get into this van, and Shervin, they're driving along, and Shervin's like rummaging through a cooler, getting everyone something to drink, like getting them beers, and then Asa's like, nothing for your pregnant friend, Sherv. I'm like, shut up, Asa.
Shut up. He's like, here's a hanger. So Asa has to go pee, and she's like, you guys, we're at the Dead Sea, guys. She talks like me, or I talk like her. Guys, guys.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime situation, bitch. That's what the sign says outside of the Dead Sea, actually.
Guys, let's make the Dead Sea wish it was dead. MJ, rub some mud in your butt.
Bitch be like, we're below sea level. Like, what sort of sea is like that?
And Destiny's like, oh, it's so spiritual. Look, there's birds. I don't even know how to explain it. And Asa is pissed now because the guys, Mike and Reza, the shitsters, come right up to her. And Mike's like, whoa.
They haven't gone into the sea yet, by the way. They're just now, they're sort of like hanging out. They're going to have a meal before, in typical Shaw's fashion, they're going to eat before they go into the Dead Sea. So now they're like, they're congregating. And now, as you said, Mike and Reza go up to Asa.
Yes. And he's like, whoa, we just wanted to tell you. Reza's like, yeah, last night we were talking to MJ. Yeah. And she said, bastard baby. Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Okay, bye, we're going into the sea.
Yeah.
Like, jeez. They're like,
but she was only talking about herself, but she was talking about bastard babies again. She was talking about herself, though, herself, and not you. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, she said Asa has a bastard baby, but she was really talking about herself. Bye, motherfucker.
So now she's pissed, you know, because Asa's going to go into the Dead Sea. Like, if this were a normal, she'd be like, well, the Dead Sea, like, the spiritual, like, energy of the Dead Sea is, like, combing my baby's hair right now. Like, my baby's going to come out so smooth and exfoliated.
It's like, you know, I'm, like, floating. It's like, I feel like I'm my beautiful boy in my womb, babe. So now
she sits
Asa's
on
mad.
The beach pissed. So she's, well, like, just sitting and watching them. But no, meanwhile, is this later?
Yeah, that's later. Because they're going to have their meal. So they all sit down at this table. So now Asa's just been told, oh, by the way, MJ keeps talking about this bastard baby thing.
Okay.
So they sit down and they're eating this food, and Asa's annoyed. And she kind of gets the ball rolling. If I remember correctly, she gets the ball rolling, being like, what is up with this? Why can't you guys be happy with me? Or why are you talking about bastard babies and stuff like that?
She tells MJ, because it's really quiet, and Asa is just giving the evil eye to MJ. And MJ feels it, but doesn't say anything. So they're all just kind of waiting, you know, because they've already planted it. So Asa's like, well, I feel like when it comes to me, babe, I feel like you take jabs, babe.
Yeah, yeah.
And MJ ignores her, and she goes, you know, using the term bastard child. And MJ goes, whoa, wait. Last night we were talking about me not wanting to have a bastard child. Okay, it wasn't about you, okay?
It wasn't about your bastard child. It was like, I just don't want to have a bastard child. You can have a bastard child. I don't care. It'll be a beautiful bastard child. She's like, could you please stop saying that?
Battle of the bastards, babe. And then MJ is like, that is not what I said. Like, when Asa said she's pregnant, was I the only one here at the table who thought, when are you guys getting married? Like, I couldn't be the only one. So Mike, who's now we've realized has tricked Asa into starting something with MJ so they can all be against Asa now. These fucking people. So he goes, I thought that. And she goes, well, you know what? One day maybe, but it's none of your business, babe.
And that's when, now that's when MJ and others start going in on this whole thing that, like, Asa's so secretive. And when we just ask a simple question, she always thinks it's an attack, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I wouldn't share shit with you guys either. You guys use every single piece of information against your alleged best friends and family. So I understand Asa.
Yeah, I do too. They're assholes. And she's like, well, you know, guys, some things you have, things you... Oh, she goes, you know what, MJ, you show what you want to, but there are some things you don't bring up to all of us. Like, you don't talk about how old you're getting or your weight issues. And they're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
You can't just use the MJ needs to be crying more about being a fat bitch right now, okay? When that's her storyline, you can do it, but...
Yeah. And then somewhere in the middle of this, Reza's like, you guys, Asa will like call me and she'll tell me things that she won't tell anyone. Now I'll tell her things and she shares with me. So she is an open book because she talks to me, which was his way of saying, I get the inside scoop. I'm cool because I get the inside scoop.
Yes, on Asa and MJ. And then, of course, he pulls the Tamara where it's all about him. He's like, when they disagree, it's like so hard on me. Okay?
You don't know what it's like to be half Asa, half MJ fan. Like, growing up and gay, it is like so hard right now for me to do it. Especially Israel, it's like that love, I never got that love before.
Gigi goes, how come we're friends with someone who gives up nothing? And everyone's like, yeah. And she's like, I tell you guys whatever you want to know. And so Sherwin goes, okay, did you take hormone therapy? And she's like, pause. She's like, well, I froze my eggs years ago. And it's like dramatic music.
It's like, dun, 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 dun. I was like, huh? By the way, why do these people want more from Asa? Isn't what they get right now, like, annoying enough?
Well, Reza's big thing is, we all put our lives out there on the show, and it's not fair when someone just gets to plug their caftans or whatever. That's always been his defense, you know?
Yeah.
And he's always telling someone else it's their turn, but of course, he's always the fucking victimizer. He hasn't been the victim yet. And I cannot wait until someone figures that out in the cast and makes his life a living hell for a year, just for fun.
So anyway, so Shervin asks this thing about it, and then Asa says that she froze her eggs, and MJ's like, you never told me you froze your eggs, even when I was going through my treatment, you never even said anything about it.
Yeah, she goes, you asked about the process when I was getting my eggs frozen, and she goes, babe, because I was curious, babe. And she's like, but you'd already done it. And she goes, yeah, but Maris, it's because I don't trust you. And it's like, don't, don't, don't. And MJ's like, so if you lied about eggs, what else are you lying about? Like, well, we froze embryos, not eggs, okay? And I can't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was 7 boys, I think. Of course, because that's all you fucking people care about, that you have a damn son, okay? This is not the Bible, and it's not China. You don't only get one chance. But they the key still, thing, oh, makes me nut.
The key thing is that they froze embryos, but she said that she had her baby naturally. So, I mean, I'm like, okay. But they're like, I don't think so. I mean, she's 40 and she had it naturally. I was like, you guys, like, why do you guys care? Like, literally, why do you guys care about this right now?
Yeah. And then Mike goes, oh, the way you said it was a miracle? Huh, that's a good one. Jeez.
Yeah, well, so much for your beautiful contemplation about Israel, you know, 20 minutes ago about, like, like, we're all one, we're all humans, why do we have to treat each other so badly? By the way, you froze your embryos, now you're saying you had a natural pregnancy? You know.
Yeah, I don't understand why matters. It's weird. Yeah. So, but also annoyed with her for being on, oh, yeah, of course I had 7 sons. Like, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
To be like, I just, you know, just naturally, in the unnatural part of the freezing process, I realized, you know, all boys, because, you know, we're perfect or whatever. So at the beach, now she's sitting on a chair and she's watching the others frolic in the Dead Sea. And she's like, I feel emotionally poisoned, babes. Like, I'm just like saddened. I don't want to share, you know, I don't feel that love at all. You know, they use logic. Like when they talk to me and question me, it's like not loving.
Like, why would I put my baby in something that's called dead? Like, I'm celebrating life right now. I'm celebrating life, babe.
And then it shows she's talking about how they're, like, not spiritual and don't get it. And then they show the rest of the cast, like, floating in a circle in the Dead Sea, like, all spiritual. And then we get a close-up of MJ rubbing mud all up in her ass. All sexily. Ugh.
And her saying, the Dead Sea is not good for my spray tan. You know, I think when they were floating in the water, it wasn't because... all the salination. I think it was literally like the earth pushing them back. Like, nope, nope. Get off me. Get off me.
It like turns into a Yellowstone fucking geyser, geyser, whatever. Geyser. Pops them all up into the air.
And Reza's like, everything floats. And if you're a man, your nuts float. Huh.
Like, it's crazy the way everything floats. Like, we laid down on the sea and then it tossed us back onto the beach.
And then the award for the biggest idiot of all goes to Gigi, who decided to go in the Dead Sea with a fresh tattoo, which is beyond, like, you're not supposed to go swimming in general with a fresh tattoo, and you're definitely not supposed to go into a normal ocean. I can't even imagine going into the Dead Sea with a fresh tattoo. So she puts like some hefty bag around it and she's like, okay, I'm good to go. And wouldn't you know it, it burns up. Like, her, she's burning with assault. She's lucky she didn't get like a crazy infection. I mean, there's a guy that died this summer because he had a fresh tattoo and went swimming in the ocean off of Texas.
Really? Oh god.
Yes.
But that Texas water, there's like flesh-eating bacteria, as we're about to find out this season on Real Housewives of Dallas. Cannot sure wait too. To see. Yeah, so they go back to the hotel at night and they get ready for dinner, and Asa gets a massage from Zilly while she talks to Destiny. But I love just watching Asa. She's getting a massage and she's like, oh yeah, everything hurts on the pregnant lady. Okay, go ahead. Look, there's certain pressure points, like acupoints for pregnancy. It's like, Asa, she knows you're pregnant.
I know. She looked bored. Zilly was like, oh god, I'm quitting this job.
How pregnant are you allowed to be when they say you need to stop flying? Aren't you supposed to stop flying after 6 months?
I really don't know. I think the only reason why they have Asa stop flying is not because of anything to do with her physical health. It's more like they know any later, she'll just become totally insufferable.
Yeah, like the longer, like they're sick of sending the stewardesses down the aisle, like coffee, tea. No, I want a baby, please. Just kidding. I already have one. It's right here.
Look. Do those snacks come in baby size? Because I have one.
Do you have any peanuts I could get to my baby?
Well, she's probably the type, if she's sitting there in her seat and they say, oh, what would you like to drink? She'd probably say, we'll have a Diet Coke. The two of us. I'm drinking for two.
Do you have an extra screen? Because I want to watch, like, Baby Driver, but my baby wants to watch something totally different, okay?
I was really so surprised when I saw Baby Driver because I thought it'd be something that my baby would really love, but there weren't any other babies in it. It's very strange, babe. I felt hurt by it. I felt betrayed.
I felt betrayed by Baby Driver, babe. Stupid. So Destiny is just sitting there nodding like, whoa, did I tell you about the birds? Whoa. And then we cut to MJ, who's all sexy in lingerie and a silk robe, and her makeup's all done, and she's FaceTiming, and I'm like, oh god, we're probably gonna have to watch like Tommy's face, like, kind of sweating and trembling from like jerking off from whatever FaceTime sex. No, she's calling her dad in the home. My god,
her boob is literally falling out and he's sitting there and he's oh man.
I mean, what the hell. And she's laying on the couch like she poses herself all sexy to call her dad. I mean, that's just fucking creepy. Yeah, and her boob's out, and Mike's or Tommy's like, put away them guns, babe, damn. And she's like, honey, squeeze my dad's hand. Okay, great. Oh, you did it great. Okay, now stick your finger up his butt. Whoa, MJ, geez, I don't want to be a part of this FaceTime call. Fast forward.
He's like, I'm about to give your dad a tattoo that says shalom. He's like, no.
So this was actually sad because she started crying.
It was really sad.
So she walks around it was still creepy, but it is sad when she gets really sad. And so she starts walking around the hotel room, and Mike's, you know, being a supportive friend or whatever. So he's following her around and just asking her if she needs anything. And he's like, do you want a 7-Up?
He kept on trying to push a 7-Up on her.
It was so weird because...
You want a 7-Up? 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 You know, 7, like the number of embryos that Asa froze? 7-Up?
on the Lebanese side of my family, if you had anything wrong with you, it wasn't 7-Up, it was Listerine. And my grandfather would insist. He'd be like, drink a shot of the Listerine. And we'd have to drink it. He was convinced that it kept all of our stock strong and healthy.
You have to drink it? You spat it out, right?
You no, drink you it. Drink it. You take you fill the cap what? Up like you're going to wash it out, and you drink it. He thought it was know. Like medicine, I guess because it has alcohol in it and it smells cleansing. Whatever.
Oh, seems a bit misguided.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well, so then Mike starts giving her a pep talk, saying like that she should marry Tommy because it would make her dad really happy. And like he's hanging on basically just for her to get married. And she's like bawling right there and slash waiting for her 7-Up to arrive.
Yeah.
It was sad, but I was, you know, it was sad. It was sad.
Yeah, it was sad. So they go, so then they go to this restaurant, this gorgeous house that's a famous restaurant.
And they're like, it's called House Number 3. It doesn't have a name. I'm like, no, it has a name. They just don't want to advertise that you were here. It's probably called, like, Renata's Place.
He's like, it's so fancy. Even Anthony Bourdain has dined here. I'm like, Anthony Bourdain has a fucking eating show, okay, where he goes to millions of restaurants. I mean, Chipotle can say that. Like, Anthony Bourdain has dined here. You know, come on.
In other news, House Number 3 has since closed down.
They have not.
No, I'm just kidding.
That would be hilarious. They even take their curse.
I'm just imagining they probably just like closed out of shame. Like, yeah. They're probably saying the same things. We've hosted dignitaries and Anthony Bourdain, and now we're hosting these people? Okay, it's over.
I mean, yeah, to bring the Shah's restaurant curse to Israel. Like, that's why there are quarantines when there's illnesses, you know? So we can't just be flying our illnesses all over the place. It's like this cast.
I'm doing a Google search of it right now to see if it's still open, just in case it has.
Oh my God, please say it was closed. Not because I hate them, but because it would be amazing to continue that tradition.
Oh my God, I'm looking. So far, it appears that it's still open. So, there we go.
Well, it's still got time. It's like within a year, right? Good luck, guys. We're wishing you the best.
That being said, that food looked so amazing. Oh, yeah. My God.
And the guy's telling him what everything is. And he's like, this is fish. This is the female fish. See the eggs inside of her? And then here is the male. What a duel. And, of course, Asa's like, whoa, guys, like, I feel like this is me, you know, like with my eggs belly. In the belly, you know, like I don't want to eat another pregnant fish.
I was like, you've got to be kidding me, because when he first said you can see the eggs, I wrote a joke because they showed MJ and Asa staring at each other like, you know, like too soon. Like, why? like, why do you have to insult MJ right now with the eggs? And then I was also already like writing out a joke like Asa probably won't eat the fish because it's pregnant. And then she literally said, she would not eat the fish because it had eggs in it. First of all, just because it has eggs in it doesn't mean that it's pregnant, first of all. Second of all, it's also a fish. It's a fish. It's a fish. You're not a fish.
And just like, are those eggs bastards?
Is that fish married? Were they married or were they living in sin? Does that other fish watch the Mets?
So MJ stands up to give a cheers. She's like, cheers to Tommy. He's not going to make like fish egg babies with me like before we get married, okay? And Mike continuing his dad pack Chopra. Like he's like a dad and D-pack at one time. He's
mansplaining like, is the word.
Mike-splaining, because it's so...
Mike-splaining. It's so condescending. He only does it to women, but he's like so condescending. And the thing is that some of his advice is not terrible, but he's just so condescending the way he does it. He like becomes like a rabbi. I'm like, okay, Mike, come on.
Mike, you have not made one right choice, okay?
Yeah.
When we see you make one correct choice in life, and I don't even care, I love your bad choices, but shut up. He's like, yeah. Tommy was at your dad's side like a dog, man. Like, you need to step up because, like, a good man is like a good dog, you know? And if you don't feed it, you'll lose it, or whatever he said. And MJ's like, so you're saying I'm going to lose him? And then Shervin goes, yeah, because he'll lose hope.
Yeah.
And then MJ's like, wah!
And they're like, welcome to the real world, which is actually true. Also, Shervin said something that I thought was really profound. he goes, I literally have the perfect plate here.
I was really waiting for it. I was like, what?
No, he's like, I have the perfect plate here, and I'm realizing that I misjudged Israel entirely.
Yeah, so MJ's crying. And she's like, you guys don't understand. Like, I'm the one who goes for everything. And, like, I have to respect my dad's health. And Asa's like, ugh. She's just giving her a dirty look.
Oh, yeah, Asa's just like,
she's over it.
Taking pictures of all the food. Excuse me while I delete now all the photos of the microphone I just took.
She's like, yeah. You know, babe, every time, like, I look at MJ, babe, she's, like, crying, you know? And I know that she has pain, but, like, it seems to be at times that she's manipulating. So, you know, like, bring out the hashtags, okay? So she's literally taking pictures, like you just said. And Mike's like, whoa, Asa looks like she doesn't even give a fuck. Like, why should she? This woman has called her baby a bastard all year after spending last year going after her for stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't she be taking instas?
Yeah.
And then Mike
and goes, also what and why should she have to endure yet another pity party for MJ? MJ crying about like Tommy, like this is like the most basic rudimentary advice, which is them saying, "Hey, like you might lose your man if you don't, you know, treat him right."
Yeah.
Like why should she have to, she probably has heard this lecture so many times. I mean, I would tune out if Mike was Mike explaining something to MJ.
Yeah, Mike doesn't know shit anyway. So Mike's like, yeah. "Guys, you know what? We're fighting. We're fighting each other to be more open with each other. Like, I'm so lucky, you know, to have all of you here at this table with me as a family." Shut up. It's not your family.
So then Asa's like, oh, wait a second. Oh, we're being insufferable right now? Okay, great. I'm ready. All right, everyone, I have an announcement. So the big news is that the baby has a gender. And I wanted to announce this on our last night in Israel. That was my plan all along. But then we were fighting before, so I wasn't sure. But I decide I'm going to share it with you anyway. It's very private. Nobody knows. I'm like, who gives a fuck? Why are you making us? Why did you even think, even without the fight, why did you ever think that this would be like the grand culmination of the Israel trip, that you're going to announce the gender of the baby? No one cares.
Well, apparently they do, because look how crazy they go.
Yeah, she's like, it's a boy.
And they're like, oh my God, thank God it's a boy. Thank God. You finally have a boy to carry on the name. The most important thing, a male.
But then, just when you start to roll your eyes at Asa, MJ's like, no, I'm going to make you feel sympathy for her, because MJ gets up there, you know, not, she's in the confessional. She's like, let me do the math. Huh, so she froze embryos, and then she has a natural baby, and the frozen embryos are all men, are all boys, and she's having a boy. I'm like, what are you trying to say? I mean, like, either A, okay, so she used a frozen embryo, no big deal. B, like, it's not inconceivable that you have a bunch of frozen boy embryos, and then if you get pregnant naturally, there's a 50-50 chance it's going to be a boy. It's like, this is not crazy.
Also, what it's not, math. So why she...
She's like, Asa's a fraud. I'm like, no, you're petty. That's what you are.
And Gigi says, Asa's just annoying. I knew there was a penis in there somewhere. I just wrote misogynist much. It's like, God, it's 2017, people. Come on.
Yeah.
So Mike's so like, are you going to name him Jermaine? Because they all have to be bitches. And she's like, well, if I do, it would be Jermaine Sultan Jackson III, babe.
So then Reza's like, wait a second, I'm supposed to be the star. So now he gets up and he's like, I just want to make a toast because I want to thank you for coming on this journey with me, because I grew up wanting so much to be part of my dad's family, and Mike has aunts, and my grandmother has sisters, and I wanted those sisters to treat me the way Mike's aunts treated him, and I never had great aunts, and when I see aunts around the picnic, I think of Mike's aunts, and I cry. It's like, oh, okay.
I just want to know what it would be like if my grandmother had a really good buffet too, that I could give Roots meat to and like you got. She's like, did you hear? I'm having a baby. It's like, who can have the most selfish fucking toast tonight?
Well, then Shervin gets up. Well, Shervin gets up. He's like, I just want to say I had a really good time. I was scared because I'm Muslim and this is like a super Jew land. But it turns out that like everyone was super cool. It was the people. And like, it doesn't matter. And I just want to say, you know, thanks, everyone. It was a good time. They're like, shut up, Shervin. Shervin had like a nice time. Great. And she was like, what? I had a perfect plate here. Oh, you think you're great? You have a perfect plate of food.
Yeah, those fish babies were delicious. And when he says, I don't look Israeli, but, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, it was the people, and it didn't matter what age you are or what religion you are or how much body fat you have or, like, how much weave is on your head. Like, everyone was nice to us. Good lesson, Sherv. And then Mike sums it all up. He's like, this trip, like, it spread our massive roots, like where trees grow, but then, like, trees come up. And then they get bigger, and then they have little leaves, and sometimes the leaves fall and then go away. But then there's always a tree. And, like, maybe the branches will grow, or the roots will grow so far, they hurt a sidewalk, and then they have to cut one of the roots out. The point is, I'm Jewish. It's like, okay.
The point is, thanks. I've contracted Dutch elm disease. Normally it's reserved just for trees, but I am so dirty in everything I do. I have actually contracted a tree disease. So everyone, this is my goodbye. I have Dutch elms.
Oh, the Dead Sea is like,
I should have taken them when I had the chance.
I'm literally dead. Dead Sea.
Literally? The Dead Sea's like, kill me now. Literally, I'm dead.
It's like, dead. I'm literally dead now. Dead Sea.
Like, literally, I'm dying. Like, honestly, like, if you come and if you float me again, like, I'm gonna be dead. Like, honestly, like, kill me now. Like, slip me in the neck. Slip me in the inlet. I'm literally killing me now.
Oh, Shaz. So, everybody, that brings us to the end of good old Shaz the Sunset. Now we can stop pretending that anybody has any spiritual notions and going back to ruining Asa's life for no reason.
Yes. Yes. It was a nice flicker of thoughtfulness, and we're back to just being craven, selfish, awful human beings gallivanting around Los Angeles, and we cannot wait.
Yeah, so excited. Everybody, thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to buy your tickets for the September 2nd show. We are going to make a big announcement tomorrow on what the daytime activity is actually going to be. On Sunday the 3rd, the night after our September 2nd show. So come over there, or come back tomorrow, find out. We are so excited to see you guys, and thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
Whee!